Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale, set for Monday, October 7th, 11 a.m. start time at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 700 head will sell, including 275 Angus bulls, 38 Hereford bulls, and a whole host of springbred heifers and some fall calving cows. If you want details about the offering, call the ranch 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale at the ranch Monday, October 7th.
A few weeks back, we kicked off a series of podcasts called The Road to Rural Prosperity. We're already up to episode 5, and the current episode features Blaine Arthur, Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture. We ask her what she sees as opportunities for value added and increased income as a result for Oklahoma agriculture.
I believe there's a lot of opportunity in the wheat industry. We've had lots of conversations, certainly with Mike Schulte and the Wheat Commission about some niche markets that I think they're working towards capitalizing on, and we certainly want to support those efforts as well. But also, too, in the beef industry, there's some ways I think that we can, you know, we've got Oklahoma State University that has done a great job at FAPC with a lot of products, and it's really focusing on what consumers want, mm-hmm. and finding those niche areas and then positioning ourselves to meet that need. And I think we're seeing a nice turn on the ag side of things, whereas once upon a time, I think we said, this is what we have produced for you all as consumers. You just need to eat it. You know, I think that's once upon a time that was a thought. And now I think we're engaging a lot more with the consumers. Mm-hmm. What do you want in a product? What's important to you? You know, when we have dietitian type folks that are talking to consumers about the nutritional value of our products, I think that's a great dialogue that we have going, and lots of opportunity to profit off of that, I think. And that's ultimately what we want, is more dollars for our producers if we keep working together towards those efforts.
Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, scroll down to Latest Ron Podcast, and you'll find a link to our full conversation with Blaine Arthur. The market show at the 2019 Tulsa State Fair is the second largest in the state of Oklahoma, second only to the Oklahoma Youth Expo held each March. The grand champions have been named. The grand champion steer, shown by Cade Renninger, crossbred animal from the Newcastle FFA. The top market hog, the top barrow, was also the crossbred winner. The grand champion barrow this year shown by Pace Middlestat from Amber Picasso FFA. Grand champion market lamb shown by Mason Smith from the Elk City FFA. He had the top Hampshire lamb. And then the grand champion goat shown by Addison Schneeberger from Carnegie 4-H. Also, they have broilers in Tulsa, and the grand champion pen of broilers shown by Zach Chitwood from Tipton FFA. Those are the grand champion market animals from this year's Tulsa State Fair. You've got farm news on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.